I next met with Dr. Justin Gaynor from Massachusetts General Hospital Cancer Center in Boston. And to begin, he commented on a patient who had recently come to see him for a second opinion.
So this was a 76-year-old gentleman, a never smoker, was in great physical condition and living in Peru, and he happened to go for an executive physical. And as part of that, it was recommended that he have a chest x-ray. There was an opacity noted on the chest x-ray, and that one thing led to another. He had additional diagnostic imaging, which included a chest CT, and found an opacity in the right upper lobe. It was a bit peculiar in that he was taken straight to the OR. You know, the imaging was concerning for malignancy, but he didn't have complete staging studies. He was taken straight to the OR, had a wedge resection, and finally a completion lobectomy, which confirmed an adenocarcinoma. It was only after he had the resection that he had completion of staging studies done, including a PET and a brain MRI. And unfortunately, on the brain MRI, it showed multiple, so greater than 10, supratentorial enhancing lesions consistent with metastatic disease. It was at that time where he had some genotyping done, including EGFR testing, which revealed a point mutation, the L858R mutation, and PD-L1 testing, which showed low PD-L1 expression of only 10%. And so he was living in Peru and was seen by radiation oncologists, medical oncologists, and at the time he was told we should start with whole brain radiation and then we'll take things from there. He's a very savvy gentleman and sought out an international second opinion and came to my office without any therapy. He was completely asymptomatic at the time when I saw him.
So just thinking through the case, obviously the question is whether to move forward with the whole brain radiation or use systemic therapy. How did you sort of think that through?
Yeah, I think this is a question that comes up a lot in these patients who have oncogenic driver mutations, and clinicians are always asking themselves, do we start with radiation therapy or do we start with systemic therapy? The way I think about it is based on, you know, what is the extent of CNS disease? How symptomatic is the patient? Are these in critical areas within the CNS? And most importantly, how active are my systemic therapies? I think we've all come to recognize that as our systemic therapies have gotten better and our patients are living longer, that we're trying to avoid the neurocognitive effects of whole brain radiation as these patients are living longer and longer. And I would say that that's not trivial in a 76-year-old gentleman, where I would be concerned about whole brain radiation and the neurocognitive effects of it. So in the setting of an EGFR mutation, we now have very good data supporting the use of osimertinib in the frontline space. And that's based on the FLORA study, a randomized phase 3 study showing superiority of osimertinib versus first-generation EGFR inhibitors. And we also know that osimertinib has very good intracranial disease control. So as early as the phase 1 study, we saw intracranial objective response rates over 60%. And so for this gentleman who is asymptomatic, was older, you know, my recommendation was to start with first-line osimertinib.